Wednesday night for Halacha or Lebeis Shvat, more about bowing down. So we're learning about the Halacha, it's about bowing down. There's an Issa Torah to do Heshtachava, which is to totally prostrate yourself on the floor, stone marble. That's Medir Raisa. Okay, now, in Medir Rabbanon, you can't kneel. Kneel means to go down on your knees and touch your head to the floor. That's what kneeling is. Just to be on your knees is not kneeling. So you're not allowed to do that on a stone floor, Medir Rabbanon, and you're not allowed to fully be mishtacha there, even on a not stone floor, Medir Rabbanon. The reason hishtachavah, there's two reasons given for the iser hishtachavah on a non-stone floor. One is you might come to bow on a stone floor, and one is that there might be a stone floor underneath, because a permanent flooring would be botel perhaps to the stone floor. But if you have, let's say, carpets on a stone floor, so that might not be enough to allow hishtachavah, because maybe it's botel. If there's a stone floor underneath and it's a permanent, it's permanently there, so then it's botel to the stone. So that's why they ask it always total hishtachavah on non-stone, because there might be stone underneath, and really it's aser because it's botel. The permanent flooring you have there now is botel. Those are the two reasons given for asering hishtachavah on a non-stone floor. We'll see, it makes a difference to us. So what's the bottom line is that so we have the definition of hishtachavah and the definition of kneeling, and the hishtachavah is also on a stone floor midiraisa, kneeling is also on a stone floor midirabonon, and hishtachavah is also on a non-stone floor midirabonon. Okay, so that means if you kneel on a non-stone floor it's mutter. And if you're okay, now one more point in the Yisurin Derabonon, if you tilt on your side, we'll see, because I want to talk about how we got into Tachanon, how Tachanon happened, the way we fall by Tachanon. So kneeling on a non-stone floor is mutter, and Hishtachavah on a non-stone floor, or kneeling on a stone floor, which would be also Derabonon, is mutter if you tilt on your side. If you do that shinui of doing it al hatzad, you don't go exactly flat, but you tilt on the side, then it's mutter in the oifen that it's only also Derabonon. Okay, stop here.